DBHDD has an urgent warning for all Georgians. One of every 10 counterfeit pills contains fentanyl, a powerful and very deadly drug. Pills from friends or dealers are unsafe, and one pill can cause an overdose. More info at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome. Happy spring.
Same to you.
I'm excited we've entered a new season.
Yes.
But at the state capitol, we're down to the wire with just a couple weeks left in the session. What's the energy like at the state house right now?
Pamela, it's pretty fast-paced. A lot of bills for each chamber to review, and time is running out. Last year, each side left bills on the table that they didn't have time to get to. And that left lawmakers who crafted the bills certainly disappointed, especially since it was the end of a two-year biennium. This year, any bill that doesn't make it, though, is still alive for next year's session. But everyone wants things done now, of course. And yesterday, I spoke to a senator who seemed a bit overwhelmed by all that is left to do, but still energized. They'll get it done.
Yeah, they get it done one way or another, I guess. One of Governor Kemp's top legislative priorities moved forward this week, I guess more like squeaked forward this week. What were some of the biggest challenges that supporters had to overcome to keep that tort reform bill alive?
Yeah, well, overhauling Georgia's lawsuit system was an uphill battle from the start, and it's one reason leadership has talked about it for years, but nothing's happened. And it's the battle between the business community, civil trial lawyers, and that's a big lobby. This week in a hearing, lawmakers heard emotional testimony from lots of people who fear they will be hurt if tort reform passes because they will have no legal recourse if they're harmed by a company. Among those who spoke, victims of human trafficking who worry they will not be able to, for instance, go after a hotel that knowingly allowed them to be victimized. In the end, the House came up with a carve-out in that bill to protect their interests, but opponents say other potential victims need that same help, and now the bill goes back to the Senate.
Okay. And beyond tort reform, how are the governor's other priorities faring as we head into this final stretch?
As you might imagine, they're doing well, Pamela. The House passed the Senate's bill that would allow for another lowering of the state income tax rate, and also to give rebates to Georgians of $250 for singles and $500 to married couples. So that's moving along, and a few others.
This week, you had the special budget episode on Lawmakers featuring the House and Senate appropriation chairs. What were some of the key takeaways in that conversation?
Well, Pamela, right now the Senate has the fiscal budget, the fiscal 2026 budget, and is focusing on more money for promised scholarships. They will allow certain low-income students to take what they call vouchers, some call vouchers, to use them to pay for private schools or homeschooling. And that's vastly different from the House, which reduced the amount of those scholarships and wants a bond package to cover other needs in public schools, including mental health issues. And so we'll see what happens in the end, Pamela. We expect the budget may be down to the wire on sine die April 4th.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we'll see how they reconcile that if they're able to. Donna, thanks for being here as usual.
I love it. Thank you so much, Pamela.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.